Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The San Jose, a Spanish ship carrying 600 people and about $10 billion worth of treasure, sank on June 8, 1708, somewhere near Colombia. And that was the last it was heard of. Until this weekend, when Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos announced one of the, quote, biggest findings of underwater heritage in the history of humanity. The history of humanity, a bit of hyperbole there, but joining us to sort it out is Professor Carla Ron Phillips. She's the author of The Treasure of the San Jose, Death at Sea and the War of the Spanish Succession. She joins us from San Diego. And Professor, start by telling us about the San Jose. It was a Spanish warship?
Yes, it was. It was head of a squadron that had been sent to Northern South America during the War of Succession. And it was supposed to escort back the king's tax revenue and private merchant profits. So the assumption was there was a great deal of accumulated tax revenue, which the crown desperately needed for the war effort, and also a lot of merchant profits. And it was on its way back to Spain when it encountered an English squadron off the coast of Cartagena de Indias, and it has gone down in history as sort of the holy grail of treasure hunters, simply because it was assumed that there was 10 years of accumulated revenue on it.
Professor, briefly, tell us about the battle that sank her. The English ship surprised the galleon?
Well, they surprised it only because they had hoped to make it into safe harbor. Everybody knew that the English squadron had been patrolling that route for more than 3 months. But the trick was, the sea is wide. So the trick was to get around them, get into Cartagena quickly and safely. They couldn't round the island they needed to round to get into Boca Chica. So they had to fight. The powder magazine blew, and the ship went down almost immediately. The few people who survived were up in the rigging, and they didn't know what happened. They were in the rigging 1 minute, they were in the water the next.
And tell us what these salvagers hoped to find. We're talking gold, jewels, all kinds of treasure?
Mostly silver. The two strongest, biggest ships, the first two in the squadron, would have essentially split anything valuable between them for safety reasons. So we know how much the sister ship carried, because it escaped the English. There's some pearls, probably emeralds, that were not given a monetary value on the records for the sister ship, but they were there too.
Professor, beyond silver and emeralds, why is this find significant? What can historians like you hope to learn from it?
Well, we can learn a great deal about the ship itself. Wrecks are important archaeologically for the material culture that is on board. What I'm interested in is what you might call the social history of the sea. Who sailed? What were their lives like? How were ships provisioned and built and sailed? That, to me, is the holy grail, not what was valuable on the ship. It was a very important ship in a very important war, and yet we knew very little about it.
Professor Carla Ron Phillips is author of The Treasure of the San Jose, Death at Sea and the War of the Spanish Succession. She joined us from San Diego. Thank you, Professor.
Thank you.